It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, I thought I would just say the Hefner part with a little bit more sass. I mean, it just adds to the value, don't you think? Alice Cooper launched his 2024 presidential bid with a new campaign video.
Well, I'm Alice Cooper, and I'm a troubled man for troubled times. I have absolutely no idea what to do, so I should fit right in.
I'm sorry, did I not mention that that is satire? He's been doing it since like 1972. Flavor Flav recently bought out Red Lobster's entire menu twice and met with executives about a collaboration. Now, Red Lobster has launched a new commercial for its annual Crab Fest featuring Flav.
Yeah, boy! When the internet said Red Lobster's going away, the boy Flavor Flav said, not today. Crab Fest is here, boy, and they got two flavors, just like me. Flavor Flav!
So ridiculous. Rob Lowe wants Zac Efron to play him in a biopic. Why? Rob Lowe still looks like he's young. And Dwayne Johnson showed off his injured elbow that he suffered while filming his movie, The Smashing Machine.
Anytime your film is called The Smashing Machine, well, you're kind of going to get smashed up. Looks like I have a cantaloupe at the bottom of my elbow. I got banged up pretty good today.
Ouch. KISS frontman Gene Simmons has been praising Taylor Swift.
There's no question Taylor Swift has taken over, and she's great. I'm a fan. And I know her. She's really a solid person.
I did not have that on my summer bingo card. Kevin Jonas revealed his skin cancer diagnosis after finding a malignant mole on his forehead.
All right, I'm all done. Now it's time to heal, heading home. Make sure to get those moles checked, people.
Yeah, you heard what I said, right? A malignant mole, basal cell carcinoma. Seth Meyers is losing his late night band to budget cuts, and Oprah Winfrey missed her CBS appearance due to illness. Gayle King discussed Oprah's hospitalization.
I'm so sorry that Oprah can't. Yesterday she said, I'm going to rally. She had some kind of stomach flu where stuff was coming out of both ends. I won't get too graphic. She ended up in the hospital, dehydration, an IV. So it was a very serious thing. So it had to be.
I hope she's okay. Yeah.
She will be okay. Good, she will be okay. I hope she's not mad at me for sharing that detail. But
I would be. TMI, Gayle. After Midnight, hosted by comedian Taylor Tomlinson, has been renewed for a second season at CBS. Well deserved.
I love my parents because I am an adult. I'm a grown up. Yeah, I have friends, grown up men and women, who say things like, "Ugh, I hate my mother." And I'm like, "What are you, four? Nobody got enough hugs. Hug yourself. Walk it off."
I'm surprised Taylor Tomlinson's not Gen X. And E! News interviewed Cyndi Lauper before her farewell tour. She talked about her fashion style and her old rivalry with Madonna?
Isn't that sad? There can only be room for one?
Why?
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like it.
Did you ever talk to her about it?
Nah. No. I didn't think she liked me that much.
I'm sorry, Cyndi. I don't think Madonna liked anybody very much. And I'm not sure anybody likes her. We all love Cyndi Lauper, though. And finally, a dirt alert. So, is Nicki Minaj getting divorced? Hold on. Did I know that Nicki Minaj was married? No, I did not. Do I care? No, also, I do not. And that's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What? You all know I mean.